a sukkah she'agula. We learned in Siv Beis that around sukkah is actually kosher. We're just discussing the measurements over here. What are the measurements? How big does a round sukkah need to be? And the Shulchan Aruch teaches us it needs to be 7 tefachim on 7 tefachim. You need to have a square of 7 tefachim on 7 tefachim. And then if it's around, if the circle is around it, well, what's the right expression for that? If the circumference is around it, is greater than 7 on 7, then you actually, it's fine. So the question asked is, but hold on, didn't we learn they need to have 3 walls? So where are the 3 walls over here if you've got a round sukkah? So it's a very good question, and the answer to that question is as follows, that although we do learn that you need to have 3 walls, it doesn't necessarily mean that the 3 walls, a round sukkah is considered having walls where actually the poskim discuss, is it considered having a 3 walled sukkah, a 4 walled sukkah, if you've got a bit of an entrance, it's called 3 walls or 4 walls. That's what the poskim discuss. So what it basically means, if I can express myself that way, it means that it needs to be 3 walls, means that it's surrounded, that it's enclosed. And if you've got a round sukkah, then it's actually fine. Talking about that, I don't know if we mentioned the Mishneh Berurah. I forgot now. We may have done. I just don't remember. What happens if somebody has a really, really long sukkah, but it's very, very narrow? Would that be okay or not? It's not a 7 on 7. It's like very, very long, but it's very, very narrow. Is that okay or not? Very narrow. Let me put it that way. It's, let's say, 5 or 6 tefachim. It's like really narrow, but it's going a long way. But you haven't got the 7 tefachim, but you've got the 7 tefachim. But if you count 7 times 7, which I'm embarrassed to say, but how much is 7 times 7? Yeah, okay, no, that. So you haven't got the as far as square tefachim is concerned, you have got it, but you haven't got it like in a square. Would that be okay or not? It's no good. No, actually, it's actually no good. It's actually no good. Yeah. It's actually no good. So that's an interesting halacha as well. What's the basis? You want to know the svara behind it? Or you want to know a source? The svara is, I suppose, I'm allowing to understand it in that way, that I suppose it's based on that the 3 walls is based on something, that the area being enclosed, just that needs to be enclosed. 2 walls is not enclosed. 3 is enclosed. Round is always not enclosed. Yeah, the question is going to be more, what if it's like a half a circle or something like that? Imagine I've got a sukkah that is a half a circle or something like that. That's going to be hard, and that's actually going to be a problem. What about if it's 3 quarters? Yeah, it could be. Is that what you think? That if it's 3 quarters, it's fine.
As far as, like you said, the number of the walls isn't a prerequisite, but rather the coverage.
The coverage. I hear what you're saying. You're probably right. I just don't remember seeing anything specific about the 3 quarters. But you're probably right. You're probably right. What do you think about Isai? 3 quarters. A sukkah that is 3 quarters. And then you're going to have 7 on 7. I'm talking about, as far as the size is concerned, it's fine. You've got more than 7 on 7 on the ground. But it's 3 quarters open. What do you think about that?
Presumably you need a semicircle plus a tefach at least.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. You know what? I didn't see anything about that inside. I didn't see anything about that. But it sounds like a really interesting point. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I just want to make a note about this because in case I find something I want to look at. Yes.
If you had a complete circle, it's either one wall that curves or it's an infinite number of walls which is straight.
Right.
It's kind of calculus.
I see. That's very interesting. So interesting.
And so if you've got...
I hear that. Such a nice spot, yeah.
Then
you wouldn't need that tefach according to that understanding.
You should
I hear what you're saying. You know, I fully hear what you're saying. Sounds really interesting. Sounds really interesting. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Resh Lamed Hey. We discussed the sandwich yesterday. We finished off with the sandwich holder. And we're carrying on with Din Sukkas Ganbach V'Rakpash. Now, this sounds like Turkish. Or what language? Ganbach V'Rakpash. What does it sound like? Turkish?
Double Dutch,
definitely. Okay, so what it's talking about is the following. It's an interesting concept, which is the following. Sif Aleph. Sukkah, a Sukkah. Have you got the page number? I don't know, is it...
What's the Simon?
It's Simon Tofresh Lamed Hei, and it's on page Tzadik Tess. Yeah, I think it's right. You've got the right page, yeah. Okay, so now it says the following. Sukkah, a Sukkah. Af al pi shelo nasas l'shem mitzvah. Even if it's not made for a mitzvah purpose, a Sukkah that was created, not for a... for sukkah, for mitzvah sukkah, for sukkah purpose, ksheira, it's kosher. However, there's a major condition over here. Vehi shetehei asuya letzel. This is only if it was made, if the sach was made for shade purpose. Kagoin, such as, sukkahs goyim. If a goy made a shed, it's kosher. Noshim, women, even if they didn't understand the depth of the creation of the sukkah, that it's for the mitzvah sukkah, even if they didn't, nowadays of course they all do, but even if a woman would make it for a shed, and she doesn't understand that it's for the purpose of the mitzvah, it's kosher as well. Behema, if it's behema, if it's made for behemas, for animals. Kusim, if it's a behema, if it's an animal, like a shelter, an animal.
Like a dog shed.
Yeah, dog shed, that's right. Yeah. If it's made kusim, goyim, or royim, shepherds, if it's like a sukkah that is made for royim, for shepherds, kayotzim, which are people who look after the vegetables, they make sure that it dries and everything, so they spend most of the day in a shed in the fields. Burgonim are people who look after the city, Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Katan Hey, they are guards of the city. They always have some sort of shed. Shoim resodois, people look after the fields. So all those people, all those types of sheds, which are not made. So imagine you're making a shed for guards. So guards that are standing out, that are positioned outside the city, and they're just making sure that guarding the city, that nothing happens. You make some sort of shed, and you're putting bamboo on top. And then after, you realize, you know what? Might as well use it as a sukkah. It's kosher. Why? Because the schach was made for shade. The schach was put there for shade, therefore it's fine. Yeah.
I'm not sure why Noshim is such a chiddush, Noshim is chayav in sukkah.
It's not, it's what the purpose was of creating this schach. What was he made for? It's true, it's not that they are chayav or not chayav. It's not the point being over here that why was the schach put there? And the schach was placed, the schach was not necessarily placed for the mitzvah, and therefore, right.
The other way, then, noshim, even anoshim as well.
Yeah, the truth is you're right, and the Shulchan Aruch, that's actually the point that the Shulchan Aruch is making, that if it's not made for shade, it's not, so you're right, there's no difference in noshim and anoshim. Yeah, now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Aleph tells us an important, so we're learning over here an important yesod. The yesod that we're learning, the concept that we're learning is, that if you're putting the schach on the sukkah, you don't have to have in mind the mitzvah. Even if you don't know anything about the mitzvah, it's fine. But you do need to have clearly the intention, I'm doing this for shade purpose. So if you're doing it not for shade, it's going to be a problem. So imagine you're putting the roof on top, you're just buying the cheapest way, just putting schach because it's the cheapest thing, and then you're really doing it for another purpose, such as for privacy, you don't want anybody to see inside you, or for any other reason, which has nothing to do with shade. Then it's actually a possible sukkah. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Shetei Asuy Letzel. Ta'af al gaf, says the Mishneh Berurah, although the sukkah l'shem chag, loy ba'inon, although you don't need a sukkah l'shem for the purpose of chag of the Yom Tov, l'shem sukkah for the purpose of sukkah ba'inon, we do need. Kedek Sif, as it says in the Torah, chag ha'sukkah is ta'aseh. Chag ha'sukkah is the Yom Tov, ta'aseh you should do. So kloima, meaning, says the Mishneh Berurah, ta'aseh you should do l'shem sukkah for the purpose of sukkah, l'hogein, to protect tachas under tzila, under its shade. The b'shvil tzeil, hu di mikra is sukkah. The sukkah is called a sukkah because of its shade. It's protecting from the, it's protecting you. Excluding im tznias ba'alma. If you're doing it for tznias, in other words, for privacy, if you just want people not to look inside your sukkah, that's why you're putting the schach on, that's no good. It's going to be a apostle sukkah. If you're putting a schach there, but you don't want people to see inside it, if you're doing some sort of dodgy business in there, or you're doing private matters in there, and you don't want anybody to look inside it, and you've put tzchach on top for that purpose, nothing to do with shade. It's a posel sukkah. So if you're doing it for protection as well, protection meaning not shade protection, but other type of protection, the zayin b'chalal sukkah, it's not going to be considered a sukkah. Now the question is going to be, how do you know? How do you know why it was put there? If you've got a general sukkah out there, Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing. So how do you know about a shepherd's shed or a city guard's shed? How do you know What does chach was put there for? Your guard, have you ever, imagine a guard puts some sort of protection. How are you going to know? Maybe he's just putting it because he doesn't want people to see. He's looking at a newspaper. He doesn't want his line manager to have a look at what he's doing. He's really meant to look out. He's meant to look out for any potential dangers. And he's looking at, and he doesn't want anybody. So the reason why I put the chach on top wasn't because of, shade purpose, but the reason was because he didn't want any people to look inside it. So how do you know if the guard does it? Well, how do you know? So Mishnah Berurah has an interesting rule over here. He says the following: if we see shemisuchechas yafe, that it's well protected, well covered, she'ein noisin kemish v'tznias, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't fill up every patch completely covered up. You wouldn't do that if it's for privacy. You wouldn't do that for privacy. It's clear, it's evident. It's for shade. In other words, look out. How did he cover up the sukkah? Did he do it dense? Is it completely covered? Then he done it for shade. It's fine. You can use it. It's a kosher sukkah. What about if there's a bit of schach over here, a bit of schach over there, and there's patches here and there? Then he's done it for privacy. He doesn't want people to look inside. And that's why he's done it. Does that make sense?
Why is it a kosher sukkah even if he's just done it for the shade? Because he hasn't made it with the intention of being a kosher sukkah. He's just doing it.
Oh, so we're learning now. Good point. We're learning now that even if he didn't create the sukkah for mitzvah, it's fine as long as you did it for shade.
Why is shade okay?
Because the Torah says that he has to be chag ha-sukkah istas. You need to do it for sukkah. Sukkah is meaning shade. Yeah. So, but yeah, chag. Yeah, but Mishnah Berurah learns she'tasel shem sukkah for the purpose of sukkah, not for mitzvah sukkah, but for sukkah. Sukkah means shade. If you've done it for shade, you're fine. Sukkah doesn't mean the mitzvah sukkah. Sukkah means we use the word sukkah for the mitzvah sukkah. But literally, if you want a very, very precise translation of sukkah, means actually nothing but, yeah, that's what it means. So therefore, it doesn't mean for the purpose of a mitzvah. It means as long as you've done it, proper sukkah, i.e. shade.
If it wasn't done
with
shade, surely one could just lift up the schach and say the shade of sukkah, and then you're okay.
You're probably okay, and that will be discussed in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav. Yeah, you're right.
Can I just ask, how are we translating chayrev?
Chayrev means, I don't know the English word of chayrev, it's uncomfortable. Dry heat, that's the word, yeah. Yeah, there must be a good English word for that. A very uncomfortable type of, yeah. Okay. So now he's going to give us an interesting example. So by the way, this is, just to get that clear, if you take the first letter of Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim, Roim, Kaotzim, Buginim, Shemre, Sodois, what are you going to have? First letter of Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kusim, that's Ganbach. And then Roim, Kaotzim, Buginim, Shemre, Sodois, that's Rakbash. That's where it comes from, right? Ganbach and Rakbash is the first letter of Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim, Roim, Kayotzim, Bugonim, Shem, Resodois. It's a bit long-winded, so that's where the short comes from. Okay. Aval Tzuk Shenas is Me'eleo, Psula, says Shulchanoch. If a Tzuk just happened by itself, it's possible. Lefi Shalunas is Letzel, because he wasn't done there, he wasn't made, he wasn't created, he wasn't made for a Tzuk, for shade purpose. Lefi Shalunas, let's say he wasn't done for shade.
Made by itself and it's very thick and you're thick.
Right, so what he's referring to is, so you're asking the following question: what happens if a person, let me speak out the following case: what happens if you put a schach on and then you put a schach on and you didn't tie it well enough? What happens was a strong wind and it flew over here. It's not so likely to happen. But let's say you've got balconies. You're making a sukkah on a balcony, and then the wind blew and it fell right on the neighbor. And the neighbor always leaves his sukkah for last minute. So he hadn't made his sukkah yet. And so he went right. It's probably my sukkah then. And the schach went right. It fell flat on the, perfectly on the schach of the neighbor who lives on the floor. Fine. So you come knocking and say, excuse me, do you mind... I want my schach back. And he says, you know what? It's actually perfect. It's just such a shame to let it, you know, I give you my schach and you saw that yours and we keep it like that. Is that okay for this year? And then the question would be, is that okay or not? Because isn't that a sukkah shenaseis me'aleo? Isn't that a sukkah that was made by itself? The wind blew it, fell right on top, and that's it. So is that considered a sukkah shenaseis me'aleo or not? What do you think about it, Sai? Yes. Yes, so I tell you what the poskim said. They say it's perfectly okay, because what we're talking about over here, as far as this is concerned, as far as this is concerned, because what Shulchan Aruch is saying over here, "Avol tzukah shenases me'aleo psula lifi shenases letzei," it doesn't mean that it's done. It means that it hasn't been made for shade. Any sukkah that hasn't been made for shade, that's possible. Meaning all the case that we mentioned earlier, the case of the Burgen in the guards of the city, all those, they are sukkahs, but they weren't created for, those cases are not right cases. Because they're attacking kosher, I'm talking about a sukkah that was made for protection, for privacy purpose. He's made a sukkah for privacy. And now suddenly you've decided that you want to use it as a sukkah, that would be a problem. Because you didn't do it l'shem sukkah. You didn't do it l'shem schach. You didn't do it l'shem tzeil. And that's why it's a problem. But over here, this wasn't the case. So therefore it may be okay.
So let's carry on, because what Ramah says,
so let's see what the case that he brings up. I think that's going to make it a bit clearer. Says to Shulchan Aruch the following case. Lefichach, imagine the following case. Im osa betchila, if you made the lishalikshin, kshinosam shom agodesh. Excuse me, I missed out the line. Excuse me. Lefishon as letzel. Lefichach. Therefore, hachoited begodish veoso sukkah eino sukkah sherloi ima godish l'shem tzel. Okay, the case is. I'm sure. I hope there's a nice picture in Reb Gideon's book, which I can't see. Thank you. Okay, imagine there is a heap of. Let's just see if there's a picture over here. Oh, beautiful. Okay, imagine if you've got a heap of grain. Now, I'm scared about the practical questions of that, but let's leave practicality for a minute, okay? Let's bring practicality, because the case is as follows. Imagine you've got a heap of grain. Now, what you've decided to do is, you know, you've got a big heap of grain, you know, grain, a kosher schach. So you know what I'm going to be doing? Instead of making my own brand new sukkah, which is a whole business to do, I'm just going to use this as my sukkah. I can use that heap of grain, large heap of grain. Imagine previous generations, for sure there was big, large heaps of grain. Let me make a hole inside it, and I'm going to eat my meals there. It's going to be my sukkah. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, you make a hole and you're going to, the picture might help for imagining it. Can you see? Yeah. Okay, so can you do that or not? So he says, therefore, somebody makes a hole in a goddess, in a heap of grain. He made that into a sukkah. Hey, not sukkah, it's not a sukkah. Because when you actually gathered all the wheat, you didn't gather it for shade purpose. You just gathered it because you gathered it. You didn't mean to make it. So therefore, imagine a big heap of grain. And what you're doing, you're just making a hole inside it, and I'm going to eat in there, that's going to be my sukkah. So now, the sukkah, the schach, is not kosher. Why? Because the schach wasn't made for shade. So that's no good. And if you're going to do it afterwards, it's going to be a problem. Let's see how he explains it. Lefichach. Im osu betchilek shenosen sham gadish. Imagine when you heaped up the grain there. Chalal tefach, you left over a chalal, a whole tefach of a tefach, b'meshach shiva, with a length of 7 tfachim, l'shem sukkah for sukkah purpose, v'chotat bo achakach, and afterwards you carried on digging, v'achach v'yishlimu l'asorim, made that into 10 tfachim, k'sheira it's kosher. Why? Sh'arei na'aseh schach shelo letzel. Because the initial tefach that I've made was actually for shade purpose. If I had that in mind, then it's fine. But if the heap is very large, but you only left one tefach in the length of 7 tefachim, and after that, chakak baharbe, you made a very long, you extended it sideways, also you made this very large sukkah, einok sheritz, or not kosher. Kula, the whole sukkah is not kosher. Ale de meshach shivo shiniach tchila. By extending it beyond the 7 tefachim, you have not made a kosher sukkah. Veim chakak mishneat stodim arba amos, yoyser al hashivo, and if you made even more than 4 amos, then the concept of akuma won't apply, and therefore af hashivo absolutely even the 7 is possible because you haven't got a wall. This chach posul poisel min atzad ba'arba amos, because chach posul is going to pasul from atzad ba'arba amos. In other words, can I just rephrase in the following way? We've got over here a person who's got a heap of grain. Heap of grain. Okay, he wants to use that as a sukkah. Would you be able to do that? It's going to be quite hard to physically. Can you do that? Imagine a heap of. So what he's doing is that really you've got a problem. This is going to be the prime example of somebody who's making a schach, which is not a good schach, because it's not for shade. So he's making a hole, and he's making over. So he's going in, and he's just making that hole in order to use the sukkah. That's no good. However, if when he piled up, when he heaped up all this, the grain, he then intentionally made one tefach, he opened up one tefach within. Is the picture helpful? He made up one tefach, he left one tefach, and he did that, over here is going to be my shade. Then it's fine, even if it extends all the way down to the floor, that's okay. If he'd done one tefach and 7 tefachim wide. However, if he's extended it more than the 7 tefachim, that is still going to be a problem. That's new. Now, the Ramah carries on saying an interesting halach, which I believe is very nogia. What do you do first? Leave out now the shail of the heap of grain. When you make your own home sukkah, what do you do first? The walls or the schach? Walls? Walls? You have to do that or not?
No.
You don't have to, it's just what's done. What do you do first? Walls, schach, says Rama. Ve'en la'aso is a schach. This is a general rule. Ve'en la'aso is a schach. You do not need to make the schach. You're not allowed to make the schach. Koidim she'asei atfanos. You are not allowed to make the schach before the walls. And you could do that in theory, it's not hard to do that. If you have the frame. You have the frame, you put the schach on, and then after the wall, you are not allowed to do that, says the Rama. You're not allowed to do that. You have to first make all the walls, and then after the schach. If you have done one tefach close to the schach, however, if you make one tefach of the wall, then it's fine. So you can make one tefach of the wall, then the schach, and then afterwards continue with the rest of the wall. But you have to keep in mind to always make the walls before the schach. But now the question I'm asking you, Mishnah Berurah doesn't address that point. But what happens if you have made three wall sukkah, and then afterwards you're putting the schach, and then you're deciding you're adding the fourth wall. So therefore it's good?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's good? Yeah, is that good? Yeah? The poskim taka say it's fine. It's actually okay. It's actually okay. You can do that. You can actually first do the three walls, and then afterwards put the schach on. But I think it's actually quite... Imagine somebody's got a... I can imagine such a case where they canvas sukkahs. I don't exactly know how they're built. I've never actually owned one. But if you make a canvas, it could easily be... How do you drop down the... How does it work?
No, I don't think you can do the schach first.
Oh, you can't do the schach first?
Technically you could, but...
It's not straightforward.
The sukkah is a lift open there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
If you've got two walls, then you put the schach on, can you put the third wall afterwards or not?
Say that again?
You have two walls.
Two walls.
And then you put the schach on.
Yeah.
It's a sukkah roof, quite shiny.
Yeah.
I'll be asking a few more of these over
there. Yeah, sure.
But if you put the schach on, and then you add a third wall later on,
what do you think about that, Rabbi Sa? You have two walls, make a schach, and then afterwards add the third wall. What do you think about that? Problem. According to this remote that we just touched upon now, correct. Unless, that's right, if you've got a tefach of that wall. That's quite right. If you've got a tefach samuch, if you do, imos a tefach samuch leschach. If you've got one tefach close to the schach, it's actually
two full walls. No other tefach.
Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph to answer your question. Mishnah Berurah says the following: Tefach roichav ba'orich kol hasukah. He says you need to have it around that tefach. It's not good enough. You have it on the two walls. You need that tefach.
You have to take the schach off and put it back on again.
You'd have to, yeah. Yeah. So you need to actually do that. Yeah, it's true. The fourth wall wouldn't be part of that. But otherwise, you have to do that. You have to ensure you've got the schach after the tfanos.
Here would be a case to ask. You've got a telescopic sukkah. So you got the walls, but only a tefach high, and then you put the schach on, and you press a button, and like they kind of shoot up, and now you've got your walls, like they concertina up. So when you put the schach on, it wasn't a solid fucking right.
Probably a problem. Yeah, I can't see why do you think it would be okay? What would be the reason to? What's the question? Why should it be okay?
Because you're putting it on the shame sale, and the only chesaron was goiva. It wasn't that it wasn't a sukkah. Uh-huh. It was a sukkah that was a tefach high. And now you're making it taller. I still think
that it's going to be a problem. What do you think?
Well, if you have a sukkah that's 8 tefachim high, and then you dig out the bottom, then it's kosher sukkah.
Right.
And linked to the schach, so why would it be different?
Beautiful question. Very nice question. Isn't that an amazing question? It's a good question. Isn't that an amazing question? I don't know. Such an asset to that. Isn't that amazing? I don't know.
You've got one tefach already,
that's good enough.
It's only when you've got less than one tefach. So if you've got less than one tefach, then you had to dig out another
nine
and a half. That might be a problem. It's a brilliant question.
I have to think about it.
I mean, where it might be an issue is if you have a sukkah in a well, and the well is normally booked off the whole year, but you just put schach over the well. And then you take the blockage off.
So that's like making the sukkah in the house and with having the roof on.
There's a shal of Tassim and Osu as well. Yeah, it could be a problem of Tassim and Osu. It's likely to be a problem of Tassim and Osu, but it has to be worked out. Okay, very good. Fine. Very good. Very good. Shkoyach.